In Luke chapter 4, I'm going to share with you about the temptation that Christ faced. Third chapter of Luke, it was Jesus has just coming off of being baptized by John the Baptist with the baptism. It also talks about in Luke chapter 3, the genealogy of Christ. Now in, I think it's Mark's gospel, has a little different version of this. This is the actual genealogy of Christ. It goes all the way back to Adam and Eve. In the other gospel, they did it by the 15 generations. So it's a little different, but it's the same. But Jesus was tempted. Hear God's word, New Living Translations 1 through 13. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, when he left the Jordan River, as he was baptized, he was led by the Spirit to go out into the wilderness. Why would he want to do that? He went out in the wilderness for 40 days, where the devil tempted him. For 40 days, he ate nothing at all that time and was very hungry. And the devil said to him, "If you're the Son of God, change these stones into a loaf of bread." Jesus told him, "No. The scriptures say people need more than bread for their life." And then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil told him, "I will give you the glory of all these kingdoms and authority over them because they're mine." Remember, the devil is the god of this world, unfortunately. That'll change when Christ returns. The devil told him, "I would give you all of this because they're mine to give, and I will give it all to you if you will bow down and worship me." Jesus said, "The scriptures say you must worship the Lord your God and serve him only." And that comes out of Deuteronomy. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem, to the highest point of the temple, and said, "If you are the Son of God, jump off, because the scriptures also say, he orders his angel to protect and guard you, and they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone." This is so cool. Jesus said, "The scriptures also say, do not test the Lord thy God." And when the devil had finished tempting him, he left him, this is the key, until the next opportunity. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.